So attachment to Krishna, attachment to one thing, he says, it desensitizes us to other things. So then sometimes as devotees, we think that we should focus simply on practicing bhakti. But there are so many things which are going on in society. There's cow protection, there is intolerance among religions, there is violence. There are so many issues in society. So how much should we be involved in them? Or is it that if we become desensitized to them, is that positive or is that negative? So here, this is a matter of individual inspiration. There is, broadly, the central activities of bhakti, which we practice as sadhakas. But along with that, while practicing bhakti, each of us is an individual. And how we feel inspired to practice bhakti, that will vary from person to person. So usually, we have to focus. Now we have to, what in military terms it is called, choose your battles. Army cannot fight 100 places at the same time. It's like, I'll fight at this place, others will go and fight at that place. So like that, there are many things which are wrong in society. Even from a point of view of spiritual culture also, there are 100 things wrong, million things wrong, I could say. But we have to see what we are inspired to do and what we are equipped to do. And we focus on that. Some devotees may be inspired for, say, go seva. And that is very good. But that doesn't mean everyone has to do go seva. And just because somebody is not doing go seva, then they are not doing anything. There is, within bhakti, there can be different definitions of success. So, for example, somebody is doing book distribution. And I have distributed so many books. It's very good. That's a definition of success. But somebody else may be doing preaching and inspiring people to understand the philosophy and become devotees of Krishna. That's also another definition of success. Somebody else may be focusing on building a temple. And their primary purpose in raising funds and building a beautiful temple for Krishna. And that is also a definition of success. Somebody may work a little further out. I say somebody may be doing Food for Life. Somebody may be networking with the broader faith community. And somebody may be starting hospitals with a devotional inspiration. Somebody else may be trying to reform the educational system or offer an alternative model of educational system, say either through Gurukuls or within the mainstream itself penetrating. So now here, all these are ways in which we are doing our part in sharing Krishna's message. So these are different definitions of success. And we need to recognize that bhakti accommodates various definitions. So, to think of one definition of success as the only definition of success, that is fanaticism. To think of one definition of success as the only definition of success, that is, I think, oh, we have to do book distribution. And if you are not doing book distribution, and you are deviating, you are not faithful to Prabhupada, you are good for nothing, you are useless. No, it's not like that. Book distribution is important, but Prabhupada gave us so many other things to do also. So if we feel inspired by doing something, we should definitely do that. And in general, it is important to associate with like-minded devotees. Rupa Goswami says in the Bhakta Sama Sindhu that we need Sajatiya Ashaya Snigdha Bhagavat Sangha. Sajatiya Ashaya, that means like-minded devotee association. So if I am doing, say, college preaching, and I'm associating with devotees who are doing fundraising, then if I associate only with them, they will say, actually, what fundraising are you doing? What is the use of what you are doing? It will appear as if it's of no use. So if you want to be encouraged, you have to associate with those devotees who have similar definition of success. By the same time, you should also appreciate other devotees who have other definitions of success. So the amount of hard work that is required, say, college preaching requires one kind of hard work. Fundraising requires one kind of hard work. Book distribution requires another kind of hard work. So there are different, all services, if we actually start doing them, they require hard work. And we can appreciate them. So, Srila Prabhupada, now I talked about different definitions of success. Now another thing is, that success itself can be in terms of increasing concentric circles. That means, we could say that all these are ultimately, whether you are building temple, whether you are distributing books, whether we are making, whether we are doing college preaching, they're all meant to make help people become devotees. But even devotion is not just necessarily in terms of a particular standard. When Srila Prabhupada was preaching in India, he saw that most Indians were not ready to become serious devotees. The 16 rounds, following regulative principles was more or less part of Indian culture, most of Indian culture. But to come to the level of sadhana bhakti, they were not ready. So Prabhupada created a facility for them to stay connected with Krishna in the form of life membership. So one inner circle is 16 rounder initiated devotee. But another much broader circle is become a life member. Where people feel some level of connection with Krishna. And they are at that stage not ready to come to this circle. So then, but create a circle by which they are connected. So like that, there are many people who are inspired to do Goseva. I'm not talking about devotees. Outside, there are many people who are inspired to do Goseva. And if we network with them, then we give them some way by which they are also getting connected with Krishna. There are some people who are inspired to say, okay, so much conversion is happening. And we need to stop the conversion. We need to give some help to the villages so that they don't get converted. That's also a mission. If they feel inspired to do that, that's also a broader circle. So if that's what is one is inspired to do, one can and one should do that. But it's not that anybody who's not doing that is negligent or is irresponsible. It is just that that is not what everyone needs to do. We are all inspired in different ways and we all contribute to Krishna's mission in different ways. So if we start, okay, there are two different things when you talk about, there is desensitization and there is detachment. Desensitization means we are ourselves actively involved in activities that are hurting others. But because of our attachment, we don't sense that only. It's like Dhritarashtra was actually himself a part of the conspiracy to kill the Pandavas, to burn them alive. But he did not take care, he did not bother about that. He did not feel any compunction also while doing that. That is desensitization. But detachment means that we recognize that I am a finite being, I am a limited being, and there is only so much I can do. So what I can do, I'll concentrate my energies and I'll do that. And other things, I have to know that Krishna is in control. Actually, even what I am doing also, Krishna is in control only. But there is something which I can do in the service of Krishna. So we should not be desensitized in terms of, yes, if there are many terrible things happening in society. And a devotee has a sensitive heart. But we cannot just be thinking about things which we can't do anything about. That will just fill us with negativity. So there is darkness, so much darkness. Suppose suddenly the power supply goes off. And I say the whole city is in darkness. At that time, what do we do? We may take our phone and turn on the flashlight there. But that flashlight is not going to illumine the whole city. But just because we can't illumine the whole city doesn't mean that we have to stay in darkness. And we illumine our corner of the city and others will illumine their corner of the city. So like that, there is a lot of darkness. But if you just think, oh, it's so dark, it's so dark, it's so dark. Well, do your part to remove the darkness. So whatever we are inspired to, whatever we are equipped to, we do in Krishna's service. And other devotees will be inspired and equipped in other ways. And they will act in their ways. And in that way, we all contribute in our own small or big ways to share the light of Krishna's love, the light of Krishna's wisdom, in different aspects of society. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? The Mataji.